And now we are going to play a new game that we are calling
The Trump Dump.
So each Trump week is like a year in human time. And it's impossible to cover all of it, so we're gonna cram as much as we can into just 1 minute. I'm gonna read each of you panelists a Trump nugget from this week, and all you have to do is tell me if it's true or false. Get an answer right, get a point. Get it wrong, you're deported. Luke, you're gonna be up first. Here we go, ready?
Yep.
Luke, while signing a bill this week, Trump complained that his desk was too small.
True.
Yes, Amy, right after saying, quote, "We don't make mistakes," Trump called a man named Chuck Ken.
True.
Yes. Greg, the president sent his lawyers to shut down a teenager's website featuring Trump getting punched by kittens.
Yet.
No, that's actually true. Luke, Sean Spicer gave an entire White House...
True.
No, actually. Luke, Sean Spicer gave an entire White House press briefing with some food on his tie.
I'm going to go with true.
No, it was false. He had food in his teeth. Amy... This year, the Turkish Chocolate Festival will feature a bust of the president sculpted from icing.
True.
Yes. Greg, evidence surfaced proving Donald Trump has a crippling fear of roller coasters.
Fake question.
Well, it's actually false. It's a fear, it seems, of drink coasters.
No.
He pushes them away. Amy, to monitor Trump's travel, Democrats introduced the Making Access Records Available to Lead American Government Openness Act, which spells out Mar-a-Lago Act.
True.
Yes. Greg, somebody snapped a photo of Trump playing golf last weekend, even though the White House said he was working.
True.
No, it's false. The picture is of Trump at a golf course watching golf on TV. All right, we're all done. We feel cleansed, right? It's all out.
Wow.
It's very cathartic.
Coming up, our panelists did not get the memo. It's a clueless bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT-TO-PLAY. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.